Squeeze more of the good stuff into your life with freshly squeezed radio podcasts. How many people do you know who can read a speech and make it sound totally natural, easy to listen to? Continuity announcers, voiceover artists, and news readers are amongst the few people in the world who can make the written word sound interesting. For the rest of us, it's debatable. We simply don't get enough practice. Yet, despite being ill-equipped, most of us in business find ourselves having to deliver a written speech all too often. We know we won't come across at our best, so why do we do it? I think it's pressure of work that leaves us with too little time to rehearse or prepare visual support material that might prompt our dialogue. If you're forced into delivering a hastily drafted speech, there are steps you can take to improve your performance. Welcome to Freshly Squeezed Presentations. My name is Paul Tomes, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about techniques for turning a speech into a more natural conversation with your audience. So, let's start with who wrote the speech in the first place. Most politicians around the world fall into the trap of delivering speeches prepared by an army of ghostwriters. Is it any wonder the words credibility and politician are rarely used in the same sentence? It takes a real pro to deliver someone else's speech and make it sound credible. Many years ago, former US President Ronald Reagan was one of the few who could do this. But think about the training he had in his previous occupation. After all, he was an actor. If someone else created your speech, it's crucial for you to take time to read and internalize the content, and then express the message in your own words. This is usually a fairly quick process, especially if you've got someone on hand who can type while you dictate. Secondly, alter the layout and font of the speech. Newspapers are designed with narrow columns, which make the content easier, faster to read. This is exactly what you need to achieve when you're reading your speech. So change the column width so that the text occupies just a little over a third of the A4 page. If you're right-handed, leave the wide margin on the left and a normal margin on the right. If you have to hold a speech, then this allows you to hold it in your left hand, freeing up your right hand to gesture. You'll probably feel more comfortable this way round. The wide margin also allows you to note additional last-minute points that you might want to raise. Make the font size a minimum of 20 point. Use a clean, easy-to-read typeface. I like Gill Sans, Century Gothic, or Gotham. They're clean, they're very easy-to-read fonts. However, having said all of this, a written speech can have the same effect as a security blanket for a child. Try removing their blanket and watch anxiety levels rise. But think about how the audience wants you to perform. They really don't want to hear a speech. They really want to hear a presentation as natural as a conversation. So how about trashing your written speech in favor of keywords? Generally, we all think we'll run out of steam or say all the wrong things using just keywords to guide us. Yet despite perhaps leaving out a few points, our presentation invariably will be more credible and convincing, straight from the heart. In my opinion, talking from keywords is a real win. Many years ago, I went to see Billy Connolly, the famous Scottish comedian, perform in Cape Town. He was on stage for almost 2 hours non-stop with his rapid-fire style. It was amazing that he remembered his material, especially since it was freshly prepared gags relating to life in South Africa.
Listen, I touched a stonefish one day. I was extremely brave. It was in a wee cave thing on some coral, you know. It wasn't being that's normal. Hello. I'm a stone. You can stand in me if you like.
On stage, he had a simple wooden stool that he sat on when he played his infamous banjo from time to time. Every time he passed the stool, he paused momentarily, placed his fingers lightly on the seat, and glanced down. Notes. Billy Connolly used notes. Keyword notes. Despite being a master of impromptu humor, Billy is a real pro. He works from keywords written on a piece of paper, taped to the top of his stool. It's no coincidence that Tom Peters, who wrote the book In Search of Excellence many, many years ago, did exactly the same thing in his performances, and so do many other presenters around the world. But these two really, really captured my attention. With Tom, I watched him deliver a 360-degree presentation. He was one of the first to do this. This is where the audience wrap right around the room. The presenter is in the middle, and there are screens embedded in the audience. So when you look across the room to the opposite side, you can watch the visuals. But for the presenter, this is a tough gig. On stage in the middle, Tom had a small table with a glass and a jug of water. And remember, no ice in the water. In your excitement, if you swallow a lump, you might get it stuck in your throat and look like a python trying to swallow an egg. And taped to the tabletop were his keyword notes. I prefer to call these key prompts because that's exactly what they should do. From a quick glance, you should have enough to generally prompt your dialogue for several minutes, speaking sincerely and spontaneously. To turn your script into key prompts, try the following. Take a highlighting pen. Pick out the words and parts of sentences that form the basis of your message, but be ruthless. You only need a couple of words to prompt several minutes of dialogue. Trust yourself. You can do this. Now take a different color and repeat the exercise, editing the highlighted text to single words or short clusters of words. And in the process, you'll find actually you're rehearsing what you want to say. Now role-play your presentation out loud. If time doesn't permit a full run-through, rehearse as if you're simply briefing someone on what you intend to say. A few months ago, I was called by a client who had to deliver a monthly State of the Nation-styled presentation on video, which was then shown to over 3,000 staff at their retail outlets around South Africa. He admitted that he dreaded being filmed each month and asked me to critique his past performances from copies of the original tapes. I hadn't uttered a word before he hit the pause button, and he looked at me and said, "Don't say it. Your body language says it all." He was worse than terrible. I suggested that I go with him to the studio for the next recording. Picture this scene. It's very hard to be relaxed at 8 o'clock in the morning in a cold, sterile video studio at the best of times. But try reading a speech that's been prepared by a PR company, which is then being scrolled in front of you on an auto cue. Even newsreaders take time to get used to talking from this medium. Here was my client's downfall. Despite being a captain of his industry, in this environment, he was like a fish out of water. I asked my client to verbalize the gist of what the PR company's script covered in his own words, and he articulated virtually 80% of the content without looking at the script. From this, I was able to summarize his words into just 15 key prompts. I asked the autocue operator to quickly type these into the system and prepared the client for a dry run using these new key prompts. This time, we also found him a couch and positioned him comfortably, using extra cushions to prop him up. Be aware that on television, you can appear to be swallowed up by a couch or an armchair. Avoid sinking backwards. Try to be leaning into the shot, hence the use of the extra cushions. Then we used the age-old trick of convincing the client that we'd simply do a rehearsal, which wouldn't be filmed. The heck it wouldn't. We put a small piece of masking tape over the red light on the camera. We had him fooled. The result? One take. A brilliant performance from a natural presenter who talked to his team with a warm, conversational style that covered all the right points and a few additional spontaneous ones too. It was pure magic. Given the choice between a sterile script or the opportunity to work from key prompts, for me it's no contest. Key prompts give you the freedom to express yourself as naturally as you would converse. Thanks for listening.